Welcome into this week's SGU Athletics Department Press Conference Podcast. I'm Josh Martinez, Editor-in-Chief for the University Journal and a sports broadcaster for Thunder 91.1. Here we have the SGU football team to talk about their upcoming game against Sacramento State after the team was on a bye this past weekend. SGU head coach Ed Lamb will speak first, followed by quarterback Ammon Olsen and defensive coordinator Demario Warren. Let's hear what they have to say.
The intensity and concentration by the players has been really good this week. I think it was refreshing for them to have the week off. Indications are from weigh-ins that guys took advantage of their time off. We lifted them really hard in the weight room. It was an intense, high-volume, high-intensity four-lift schedule last week. And we had two practices, one of them a lighter practice, the other one more of a contact practice. So, you know, by any standard, last week was definitely below the level of work that we're used to doing, but I think the guys really had a chance to recover and recuperate and miss football a little bit and then get back to it this week, and it's shown in the preparation, shown in the practice. The guys have really worked hard. They've had a good time doing it. We're two practices in preparation for Sacramento State. We need to have another two good ones and then a great concentration on Friday, and that's the schedule we use every week to prepare.
As a player, how is it to step away from the game for a weekend and then come back to it the next weekend?
Well, I personally didn't step away much because I've been working really close with Coach Walterscheidt, and but physically, like Coach said, it was great to have the week off, and you know, it's felt like we've been preparing for Sac State for a really long time now, because of the bye week, but it's been good for us. I think our focus has been there, and now we're physically, you know, ready to go for Saturday.
Talking preparation of Sac State, Coach. They've lost five in a row. How do you prepare for a team like that with, like, I guess, motivation-wise for your players?
It's pretty easy when we put the video on. They can see that Sacramento State's a good team. You know, they move the ball up and down the field. They're really stout on defense. We've had losses too, and this last weekend was a great example of, you know, teams in the Big Sky getting upset victories. And so, you know, we just want to leave it to the experts and push a button and come out with a win or loss. And, you know, I guess that we can somehow arrange that. But the whole idea is to enjoy the preparation, enjoy the competition, enjoy the game itself. And I think our guys are really riveted on that right now.
Ed, are you guarding against any sort of a letdown knowing what Sac State's done with losing five in a row? Is there a potential for that?
Yeah, definitely. I've said it before. I think coaches get what they emphasize, and so I've been talking all week, all of our coaches have, about Sac State's capabilities. We can put on the video last year of them spanking us up and down the field. And, you know, the thing I told the guys this week is, if you don't think this is a big game, just try losing it.
Now, you mentioned the upsets last week, one of which, obviously, Weber State over Montana, kind of puts a new light over what you guys did to them 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking of your team right now based off that result?
Well, we have a veteran team, and what I'm thinking is what I hope they're thinking, which is teams just match up differently. They just match up differently, and they do in halves, and they do in games. And if you play a team twice, you match up differently twice. So I think, you know, it's very clear that you know, if Montana looked at Weber State and said, "Well, we beat North Dakota State, and Weber lost to North Dakota State, therefore we're going to beat Weber State." I mean, that's just, you can look at examples, especially in the NFL, where teams just play each other and have common opponents so often. College football, we lose track of that sometimes. But I do my best to keep giving those examples to our guys about how teams match up differently on different days. And the whole idea is to be better than Sacramento State for one day this year, and that's Saturday.
So how do you guys match up against them?
I really like the intensity and confidence that our defense is playing with. We need to make sure that we have our eyes in the right place, and we need to make sure that we respond to adversity. You know, it's great to expect a shutout. It's great to expect three and outs, but the real test of a defense is what happens when that doesn't happen.
Demario, to that end, three games, you've allowed one touchdown. Is there anything different in the routine that you're doing to help them keep the motivation up, at least? Maybe not so much worrying about continuing the role?
No, I mean, we got embarrassed last year against Sac State. That was one of our toughest games as far as just we physically got beat. They isolated our guys, and they went at certain guys, and I think our guys are going to take that to heart this week. I think they're really motivated. They're really locked into our assignments because, like I said, last year I think a guy had 273 yards on us and 4 touchdowns by itself. So if we're not ready for this one, then something's wrong.
Has there been anyone that's like kind of surprised you this year of their effectiveness on the defensive end?
Yeah, we got a lot of guys that have stepped up. I mean, just the guys that rotate in, like Sione Fukafuka and Shad Ennis has been big for us. Frank Samft, Fessy Vaivaka, those 4 interior guys have really solidified our front 4, and we've been able to stop the run, which has been able to help us in the pass coverage. We were able to play more coverage more often, and that's something that we didn't do well last year. So those 4 interior D linemen, we only have 4 of them, and they've been working their butts off all year.
What do you credit that rise to?
Just leadership and effort. I mean, those guys, they've worked really hard in the offseason. All together, they played probably, I don't know, 5 snaps. And so those guys really stepping up and really solidifying the interior has been huge for us.
What specifically have you guys done over this bye week to improve?
Well, we have the big adversity of changing our offensive coordinator, and so most of what we've done to improve has really just been addressing the mechanics that are different. I mentioned last week that, you know, our offensive system is the same. Coach Croton could step right in today and recognize every play, and nothing's changed that way. But the personality that Justin Walterscheid brings to it is different, and so there were just a few things, mostly with timing and emphasis and getting in and out of plays, how one play leads to another. That's really been stressed hard with our offense. Defense has largely been what it's been. You know, we kind of in a flow now of what we do, and the special teams are the same thing. So we really on the bye week, we worked on the fundamentals of blocking and shedding blocks and tackling, breaking tackles, ball security, a lot of the stuff that we've been good at throughout the season, and we just want to continue to improve and address.
How much did the bye week help health-wise? Like, how banged up is your team right now?
It's helped tremendously, yeah, and really not even stuff that's showing up on the injury report. You know, the guys don't always they're not reporting on a daily basis, or we don't speak with the trainers on a daily basis about the bruises and the stretched ligaments. You know, until there's a pull or a degree separation or tear, we don't have much discussion about it. And I think that's the biggest thing for the guys, is just they feel better than they did a week ago at this time. So if they can bring concentration and energy and they respect the opponent, then the bye week will be really valuable for us.
DeMario, I know you have like base goals each week and then sometimes add in new goals going into a contest. Are there any new goals coming to Sacramento State?
No, we got the same goals every week. We talk about them before the game, after the game, during the game. We kind of have our own game inside the game. So we have our 4 goals that we kind of stick with each and every week.
And I forgive me, but I haven't really looked up those stats that how you've been doing over the last 3 games, but you've just been kind of shutting teams down. How have you been doing on those goals?
We're 10 for 12, so pretty good. If we feel like if we could get 3 out of 4, we have a good chance to win the football game. So we've been doing pretty good the last 3 games.
Do you feel like there's an advantage that Sac State has a 5-game losing streak? Do you feel like there's an advantage going to that game?
I think the advantage is for them. You know, they have nothing to lose. They're going to come in and know that they have to play their best game, and that's just a huge advantage in college football. The disadvantage is on our end, getting up for the game, respecting the opponent, realizing the strengths that Sacramento State has. I mean, these guys, Sacramento State didn't give up a single offensive touchdown to Northern Colorado, ended up losing 27-20. Teams match up differently. Our team has to realize that and has to bring it Saturday.
Ammon, as a player, what talk about the added motivation of being on top of the standings right now.
I mean, not much. Like Coach says, I mean, there is motivation, but I mean, the pressure's on us and we have to keep competing. I mean, it really doesn't mean anything right now. We have to look at Saturday and think, you know, if we lose this game, it could be horrible for us. And coaches have been stressing on the fact that we got to focus and play, you know, our strengths against their strengths. And they're a great team. They have a great defense. They have a bunch of talent, senior starters returning. And, you know, we have to take it 1 week at a time.
And for you, how has that transition been from Coach Carlton to Coach Walter's side in there? Has you seen any kind of difference, or is this, like Coach said, just a smooth transition for you?
It's been pretty smooth. You know, Coach J-Dub knows the offense better than anyone, and he gets it and he gets the system. There's obviously his personality into it a little bit, but, I mean, smooth sailing, his ideas are great, and you know, I think our offense is – there's not much of a transition. Most of the transition was for me as a quarterback in 10 and the quarterbacks, but for everyone else, I feel like it's been really smooth for them. So it's been good.
Neither yourself or the team doesn't feel any comfortableness with that transition?
No, I think it's been a good week, a lot of focus, and it's been good.
Tamara, you've got some pretty impressive stats for your squad. Number one in the nation in interceptions. Number one in scoring defense, giving up a whole point and a half in the conference. Is that stuff you talk about with your players?
Nope, that's not really a part of our thought process. It's just there's situations that we want to be good at. And if we're good at those situations, points will stay off the board and we'll give our team a chance to win. I mean, at the end of the day, we're trying to win a Big Sky Conference. We're not trying to win defensive stats. So we're just trying to control what we can control and be good in some situations that we focus on. And then hopefully in the fourth quarter, we have a chance to win the ball game.
For either D, either for you or Ed, knowing that there are only two unbeatens left and you're one of them, even though there are still 6 weeks left, do you have to guard against over-optimism, cautious, or do you play cautiously? How do you, or is it just normal, straightforward, go for things as normal?
At this point, we've beaten two teams that weren't rated very highly in the preseason, and we weren't rated very highly in the preseason either. I know that our players are very well aware of that, that it's a long season left to go. We're the same team, same coaches, same players that were started off 0-2, and we got to keep that humble mentality.
Now, D, are you shocked at all by some of the defensive stats, though? Obviously, you don't talk a lot about it, but, like, after last year's stats are just not very good, and then like leading the nation in categories.
We got really good players. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it is a little shocking that we're that good in some areas, but it's early in the season. It's a long season, and we'll see where we're at the end of the year. But we have some really good players, and I just got to stay out their way and let them go.
Now, are there any like things you're concerned about, even with those gaudy stats going on?
Yeah, the offenses are very explosive nowadays, so every week I don't sleep very often until until about Friday night when I'm able to see the guys that we have in that room and see the work that they put in, and we put together a video of the week, just kind of looking at practice and going back through it and seeing the guys and seeing how hard they're working. That's kind of the first time I finally, all right, we're okay. We got a chance to at least compete on Saturday.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to check back for more SUU sports updates as well as more SUU news updates online at SUUnews.com. Thanks for listening.